Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at exercises for the torso in the standing posture, and finally, a story about abdominal muscle activation, increasing lumbar spinal stability. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 555, recorded July 1st, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The purpose of a study published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research was to document the muscle activity, spine motion, spine load, and stiffness during several movement-based or functional exercises and to assess the effect of technique change. Exercises included a walkout in the sagittal plane that compared an upright form against a wall with those performed on the floor. Overhead cable pushes, lateral cable walkouts, the good morning exercise, and the bowler's squat were also considered. Generally, muscle activation levels were quite modest, even though the tasks were quite strenuous in many cases. Even though similar joint moments were required in different exercises, the pattern of activity between muscles was different. Abdominal bracing increased spine stiffness at the expense of more spine load. Thus, muscle activity seems to be constrained in functional exercises. The article goes on to explain possible reasons. The article continues that therefore maximal muscle activity is observed during single plane tasks, but muscle activation levels were constrained during functional tasks. Thus, strength training muscles may not help in functional multi-planar tasks. These data can be used to assist decisions regarding the selection of exercises, specifically choices regarding the starting challenge, progression, exercise form, and possibly corrective technique for those who have spine concerns or those simply looking for performance enhancement. As always, discuss all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. Antagonistic activation of abdominal muscles and increased intra-abdominal pressure are associated with both spinal unloading, that's spinal unloading and spinal stabilization. Rehabilitation regimens have been proposed to improve spinal stability via selective recruitment of certain trunk muscle groups. This biomechanical analytical study, published in the journal Clinical Biomechanics, addressed whether lumbar spinal stability is increased by such selective activation. Spinal stability increased by an average factor of 1.8 with doubling of intra-abdominal pressure, forcing at least 10% activation of obliques or transversus abdominis muscles, increased stability slightly for efforts other than flexion, but forcing at least 20% activation generally did not produce further increase in stability. Forced activation of rectus abdominis did not increase stability. The study concluded that based on analytical predictions, the degree of stability was not substantially influenced by selective forcing of muscle activation. This cast doubt on the supposed mechanism of action of specific abdominal muscle exercise regimens that have been proposed for low back pain rehabilitation. As always, discuss all current exercise research literature with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Buddha. No one saves us but ourselves. No one can and no one may. We ourselves must walk the path. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.